the Diaries of a Diet podcast with Danny Fennessy.
Oh man, that music hypes me up, eh? It makes me feel like I'm a part of a marching band. It's so good. So welcome to another episode of DOAD. I'm Danny Fennessy, and I hope you're enjoying season two so far. We've still got so many amazing humans to join us on the season. Don't forget to please like, subscribe at Diaries of a Dyke on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube, all good music platforms as well. But this episode I'm excited for. This was a couple of months ago. I think I put it on my Instagram and I was like, hey, would anyone be keen to jump on and talk about, you know, like pronouns? I'm still learning all about this as well as we go. And everyone was like, yes, Mackay. I was like, who the heck is Mackay? Got a hold of them and they are absolutely amazing. So in this episode, Mackay is bravely joining us and for the first time publicly announcing that they are non-binary. Now, I'm still learning about this as well. I learned a whole lot in this episode, so I hope you do. And the reason they're doing it is for themselves as well, but also for anyone that's listening, if they can relate to it, this is a path that they can go and, you know that it's a thing. And this is the whole reason for the platform. So I'm super grateful for that. We also touch on Uber trips that involve tips, but I'm not talking about money tips. If you know, you know. And if you don't, well, you're about to find out. They're funny. They're sweet. They're sensitive. I absolutely love this episode. The charisma is contagious. So enjoy. This is Mackay.
I'm just going to move my microphone a little bit. Is that all right?
Should we just talk in an English accent for the whole interview?
Well, I don't know if I can hold it.
Oh, that's not a really good one, is it? No, okay, let's go back to English. No. All right, we'll talk in an English accent. All right, hi, Mackay, how are you?
Good, thank you, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually really excited for this episode because you are a very highly requested guest on DOAD. I had a lot of people DM me, email me, be like, you have to get Mackay on, they're absolutely amazing. I was like, who is this Mackay person? Like, I'm gonna look it up. And you were fabulous. Like your Instagram, I was like, okay, I see. So here you are.
Amazing.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. And thank you for my mum and dad for, you know, sending you those DMs.
It was your auntie, actually.
Yeah, everyone.
No, it was actually your flatmate, Shanika. Shout out to Shani. Yeah, she had your back. But how are you? How are you going?
Very good, thank you. Very good to be here. Thank you for having me.
No, you're very, very welcome. What were you up to this morning? You were moving fridges or something.
Yeah, you know, the manly things that I do. I had a trailer on, was reversing it. Ooh. And, you know, doing everything.
Could you reverse that trailer?
Well, I did have a bit of a panic where I asked the person that I was picking the fridge up if they could reverse the trailer for me. But other than that, he loaded the fridge onto the back and we were away, so.
Oh, nice. That's probably got to be up there with some of the hardest things to do in life is reverse a trailer.
Yeah, well, my dad, like when I got my learners, my dad was like, you're learning how to reverse a trailer. And I was like, this doesn't seem like a necessary tool, but it has come in so handy. What I do with the rear vision mirrors, this is a handy hit. You turn the wheel to the side.
Wait, I'm going to get my notepad out. Okay, everyone, write down your notes.
Write down.
All right, okay. Reversing
turn the wheel to the side you don't want to see.
Okay.
So if you don't want to see the trailer on the left, you turn the wheel to the left and it'll navigate around. You'll have to do it.
Yeah,
I'll go hire one after this. We'll go for a ride.
Could probably think of a couple better things to do. Maybe we'll go get some food or something.
Yeah,
but
doing
a trailer one day, you know what's going to happen? Is one day I'm going to have to reverse a trailer and be like, I should take a Mackay up.
You just call me. Yeah, I'll help you.
Okay, I will. Okay, cool. So other than that, what's been happening? Anything else?
Anything
interesting?
You know, I woke up. That was pretty cool.
You woke up?
Yeah, this morning. Another day.
You know, that's really great because I just wanted to see where that conversation would go because I've heard a lot of interesting stories about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, interesting being, I guess, maybe.
Well, I mean, some of them were shared from people that you know that I probably won't say on the podcast. Probably a little bit R-rated. Something about an Uber driver.
Oh, that one.
Where's my phone? What was the other one?
The 5-star review that I gave and the tip. That was the story, right?
And what tip are we talking about? Because it wasn't money. That's not what I heard. So,
well, then he provided the tip.
There it is. So that's a true story.
Possibly true.
Uber drivers, what the heck are you doing? mean?
They're providing a service.
Providing a service, is that what you say these days? But no, hey, I'm really happy that you're here. And let's talk about something. Like, I'm learning all about, you know, pronouns and all this kind of stuff. So I really appreciate you coming on and being an open book for us, because I know a lot of people that are learning are wanting to know as well and learn. Mm. So I really appreciate that, because I know a lot of people can be a bit intimidated, you know, and they don't want to say the wrong thing. So do you want to explain some stuff to us?
Yeah, so I am in the process of coming out as non-binary, and I think this podcast will probably be the beginning of that journey, which is really exciting. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So thank you. Woo.
I feel like I should have some.
Yeah, we can add that in later.
Yeah. Producer, can we add that in later? Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pronouns are they, them, which I think is a lot for people to kind of get their head around at the start, because I went from being he, him to they, them. Non-binary, for those that don't know, is actually the binary, which is the two genders, two sexes, male and female. And non-binary means that you don't really identify with male or female. You kind of just float somewhere in the middle. So it's pretty neat to be non-binary.
So can I ask just a few questions?
Yeah.
So with that non-binary, so you don't feel like you fit as a male or a female, do you think that there's another sex, or are you just kind of somewhere in the middle? Like, how does that feel for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, sex is the biological makeup and gender is how we choose to express ourselves. Okay. Yeah, so for me, I had days when I was growing up where I actually thought I was trans. I thought I was, like, supposed to be a girl. It was just going to make my life a lot easier. I grew up in Gisborne and was bullied quite a bit. So
What are you doing down there?
I know, but honestly, went to high school and I was, slaying the game, and they couldn't falter me. So
Where'd you go to high school?
What's that?
Where'd you go to high school?
Lytton High. And
Where's that?
In Gisborne.
Oh, in Gisborne.
Yeah, in Gizzy.
Oh, okay.
And they were loving me. They lapped me up. Honestly.
Who lapped you up?
Literally no one. I was the only gay in the village, so no one was lapping me up.
You were the gay in the village, were you?
Yeah, literally. Oh. And so I fled as soon as I could and I escaped. Oh. But now I'm here.
I thought you meant like they lapped you up, like they were trying to like get you. Like you were like the person
honestly,
that everyone wanted to be with. So it was
probably like, that too, but no one made a move.
They were probably just like too intimidated. They're probably like, oh my God, they're so hot.
So hot, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I could be. So I thought I was like trans, and then I kind of just watched Queer Eye recently. Like when it first came out, and Jonathan Van Ness kind of came out as non-binary as well. And I just thought that makes a lot of sense for me. So it kind of began my journey. Discovering myself, I ended up moving overseas, and over there I was in Toronto, and I was able to kind of start implementing those changes in my life, like telling people that I was non-binary, and it didn't really matter because I didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
But COVID happened and I kind of quickly had to come home. It was literally within 11 hours I was on my flight from booking the ticket. Yeah, it was quite quick, but it put me in a place where I don't know if I was ready at the time to come home, but I think it was the best step for my journey, is like coming out, because I hadn't told my family, and it was a life that I saw myself living and was living, but I didn't include the people that I loved. Yeah.
So when you say coming out, so when you went to Toronto, what did your family think of your sexuality?
They are so fine with me being gay.
So you were gay when you went to Toronto?
I was a gay male. I came back a queer, non-binary bitch.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. And so how does that change the views for your parents and your loved ones and stuff? Like, what is the difference? Like, just explain to people, what's the difference between being a gay male to a non-binary? Like, what is...
I guess non-binary, there's a lot more questions that they have, because it's not common and it's not actually a legal identification. Like,
oh, it's not?
No. So like insurance companies, things like that, don't have that on their list when you're signing up. So there's actually a lot of work that still needs to be done in New Zealand to actually have this like as an accepted thing. Yeah. But yeah, my family, my dad was like, oh, wow, you're still Mackay. And I love it. It was just so nice. Yeah. I felt like Beyonce, honestly. Yeah. It was like, yeah, one name, Makai, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that they appreciate you and accept you, whoever you want to be. So that's great. Unfortunately, it's not the same for a lot of people, but I know that people that are someone will be listening to this and will be relating to things that you are saying, and this is the whole purpose of this. So this non-binary thing that we're kind of delving into right now is it's a new lane. Like we haven't spoken about this on Diaries of a Dyke before. So this is why I appreciate you being here and being an open book and I guess being the teacher for people that are listening. And I loved that you touched on that you just found out through Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yeah, media, right?
Absolutely.
Media is so influential. That's why we need more queer people, non-binary people in the media, on movies, on a radio, on podcasts, talking about this kind of stuff. It's not taboo anymore. This is real damn life.
Absolutely.
This is what real people are living.
We've got to learn to accept and embrace everyone, no matter where they come from, and just see everyone as equal. That's how I see it, for sure. Snap.
Snap, 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 snap,
absolutely.
Snap. Okay, so can I ask you, in the way of attraction to other people, how does that, what happens with you there? What kind of feelings do you have? Or
yeah, for the most part, I'm attracted to men. Mm-hmm. However, I would probably identify more as queer because I know a lot of trans folk that don't actually identify as a man or anything. So I don't want to exclude the possibility of falling in love with someone that might not fit the category I'm set. I don't see a reason to have those boundaries in place, I guess.
Cool. Okay, cool. And so you're saying that right now on this podcast, this is the first time that you're kind of publicly announcing that you're non-binary?
Yeah.
Who knows about this at the moment?
My close friends. I just started a new job in November. So I was unemployed for a long time. And a lot of that was due to me being quite afraid of starting a job where I wasn't certain of myself. Mm-hmm. And I knew I wanted to go in and actually say, I'm non-binary. These are my pronouns from the start. Mm-hmm. So I was able to do that recently. So my work have been really good, and my family, my immediate family, and my close friends.
When you say immediate family,
is there some
family that aren't immediate, that aren't so supportive?
No, I'd say my family are all really supportive. Mm-hmm. I think it's just I don't normally like talking about myself. Funny that I'm here, so I'm doing exactly that.
Appreciate that.
But I find it difficult to raise because it's a conversation I like to be quite lighthearted, and it's a conversation that's quite serious. So it's quite hard to just be like, oh guys, I'm non-binary. And they're like, what's that? And then you've got to explain it. And it's just tricky to be the teacher a lot of the time. Yeah, so that's what I'm hoping. Yeah, this will help. Yeah.
Well, I've had this conversation with a few people that have come on the podcast, and we discussed the fact that, cisgender and straight people, whatever, they don't have to come out and be like, hi, I'm straight. No one ever has to address that. But if you're queer or non-binary or whatever, you have to explain. Even for me, I'm not really a fan of labels, but I find that people, they understand more if you put it under a category. So if I have to, I say I'm pansexual.
Yeah.
And people are just like, what is that? Do you put a pan and cook eggs in it? What even happens? And I'm like, it's exactly what you do, as in bacon as well. No, but I think that it helps for the majority of people to have this kind of blurb where you can be like, look, this is what I am, and this is kind of how I represent myself and what I feel.
Yeah.
Because I mean, fair enough. They don't know how we feel. They don't know what it feels like to be attracted to someone. It doesn't matter what their, sexual organs are or the gender is. So, so I do appreciate that. But what I wanted to ask is that, what were those feelings for you as when you were a gay man? What were the feelings for you that you were just like, something isn't kind of feeling right? I know that I need to kind of move into another space, in the space being the non-binary space. How did that feel for you?
Well, I think I actually have had quite bad anxiety for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I haven't shared with my closest friends. I would just suffer in silence a bit. And I'd have a lot of social anxiety. And I think it was that kind of, I just wasn't happy with myself and where I was at. So I think there was a few years and being able to go overseas and kind of just go back into who I feel as a person was really important for me in my journey. Yeah.
So you keep speaking about like overseas, like,
yeah.
So Toronto and Canada, I wasn't very good at geography, and Canada. So, is it a whole other world over there? I've never been, but you speak about it as if you could be free and yourself and that a lot of other people were experiencing the same thing as you. Tell us about that. Well,
that's like one of my things is like people ask what non-binary is and there's the scientific reason, I guess, which is like there's more than one gender or two genders. But for me, it's a freedom of expression. Like I don't need to hide or kind of fit a mold of a society. And I think it was a lot easier for me to do that because I didn't have any eyes watching me or I could like slip up. And I do have a fear of failure, I guess. I think a lot of people do and I just get a bit nervous and a bit of a perfectionist. So I think going overseas was another world for me. Yeah, it was really a taste of what I could be. And I was living with someone who was non-binary and they started transitioning now, but it was amazing to watch them go through their journey and totally have no like restrictions. And that's kind of what I wanted is just the freedom to creatively express myself.
And be yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you say it's important to surround yourself with people that like, you know, are on the same kind of journey as you, not necessarily like, you know, the non-binary journey, but people that understand that kind of transition and those kind of feelings, like whether it's the queer world or LGBT world or people that are just going to, like, you know, I know a lot of people that are kind of stuck in this place where they're feeling one thing, but the people they surround themselves with, I look at it and I'm like, of course you can't express yourself because look who you're surrounding yourself with. Literally. And then you just said right then, you were like, oh, you know, my flatmate was non-binary. Yeah. So that's someone you see every single day. Did that kind of make it an easier transition for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that having that and being able to see it for myself definitely helped. And yeah, surrounding yourself with those supportive people, and they don't necessarily have to go on the same journey as you, but it's nice to have them by your side. Like Shani, she's a cisgendered woman and she's heterosexual and she is so supportive and understanding. So it's just like, yeah, there are a lot of good people out there that are so willing to help out. So
There are. So let's go back to you because I heard you say a few times like you're afraid of failure and you've got like some anxiety and stuff like that. Yeah. How long have you had that for?
Honestly, last year was probably pretty rough for me. I moved home. I kind of was coming back and trying to set up my life that I didn't want to be in. I really just didn't know how I could reconnect with old friends in a way that was my new self. And even still, I haven't. And that's like, I don't go out and party or anything because I'm just a little bit afraid, I guess, of saying too much or not enough. But I'm learning in a very healing way to just allow to take up space a little bit more.
Are you afraid of what people will say?
Yeah, afraid of the judgments and it is scary to just like be completely yourself and vulnerable, whereas I think there's some security in hiding behind, you know, something that's, yeah.
But isn't it like a beautiful feeling as well to feel like you're finally home in your own skin?
100%.
Like no matter what anyone else has got to say, like you yourself, you can sit there within your own skin and be like, I finally feel comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that will come with it, the fact, you know, with other people when you're worried about what other people think and all that, that's fine. They're always going to have their opinions. But 100%. With yourself, like...
And with myself, I feel so good. Mm. I feel like I'm the happiest I've ever been. Like, I feel like
that's so
I'm
crazy,
thriving.
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, it's polar opposites of like, but yeah, I'll sit in my bedroom with my cup of tea and I'll journal and that is so my happy place. It's just being there with my thoughts and just speaking really good, positive things about me.
So yeah. That's you should because you're amazing. That's why when you said you're like, you know, this and that, and I'm like, but you radiate positivity and energy and just greatness. That's what I was just like, wow, you never know.
Yeah.
You just never know. Don't judge anybody's journey or anything, like what they're portraying to what they're actually going through.
100%. And I think that's where I really struggled, because I was always positive that how do you have a conversation with someone that you're like, I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
So I've got a really good therapist, and I see her regularly, and honestly, life-changing.
Therapy. Yeah. I've heard about this therapy. To be honest, I haven't been to therapy before, but I've heard great things about it. I had my very first, it was like a life coaching session the other day. Like someone was like, oh, there's a free life coaching. I was like, free? Yep, cool. I'll take, like, oh, we'll take all the free life coaching I'll have. And it was just so great to just have a non-biased person, you know, that will just be there, and I'll be able to just blurt out everything I'm feeling, and they'll be like, okay. And then they'll write it all down, and I'll be like, and then like they won't even double think, and they're just like, so this and this. And I'm like, thank you so much. So therapy, that's a great, okay. Yeah. I'll write down.
Write that down. I can give you my therapist number.
Oh, yes, okay, great.
I actually met her in Canada. So I started therapy over there.
You just moved to Canada.
I know. Jeez. And so now we Zoom. Okay. Yeah, so I do it all via Zoom.
So wait, she's in Canada?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's honestly so great.
This place sounds amazing.
We've got therapists here too.
Yeah.
In New Zealand.
What's Canada like over there with the queer community and just the LGBT plus community in general?
I mean, Toronto is one of the most diverse cities in the world. So it was, they have a gay village. It was, you know, no one batted an eye. No one cares about anyone else, you know, because it's so big. You likely never see them again unless you're working with them, you know? So I think everyone was just so supportive and didn't really care.
Yeah, they're like, you like the same sex, who cares? Like, wow, that's great. That's not the biggest of my issues, bro.
Absolutely.
Oh, if only we lived in that world, eh? Like everywhere in the world, that'd be a win-win.
It would be such a win.
Okay, I really loved the non-binary thing that we touched on. That was important for me because I know that, you know, the youth is just, it's just evolving so fast that there are so many pronouns and different things that, like, exactly how you said, you're like, oh, maybe I might feel like this one day, might feel like that. And if you are in a situation where you're not surrounded by anything like it, you don't even know until maybe you're like 50 years old or like whatever. So I think it's important we're talking about this on the platform so that if someone's listening, they can relate to it and they might be like, 100%. I'm going to Google non-binary and see if I can relate to that.
Absolutely.
So what's happening in your love life at the moment? Are you just a free?
So single. So single. Like if I, no, I'd have to go leave the house. So right now I'm just, you know, taking care of me and one day someone might come along. If you're listening, my DMs are open.
What are you looking for? Go. Do a wee pitch.
Honestly, someone who can laugh at me and just have fun. That's it.
Laugh with you.
At you. Or you can laugh at me, but that's fine.
But then you have to laugh back at them.
Yeah. So. Oh, I will. Yeah. I've got no choice. You've got to have a thick skin.
What's dating been like? Like, have you come out as non-binary with the dating yet? Or
no, and like dating actually scares me. Like putting myself out there, I don't think I've ever dated. And it's just like,
You've never dated? No. You just pick up Uber drivers? Oh my. That's just...
Yeah, that's it pretty much.
Oh,
It's just... And like I've had boyfriends and things, but yeah, it's just...
Boyfriends and things.
And things, you know, whatever they choose to call themselves. So it's tricky to navigate, but it's good. I mean, just love yourself, I say. That's all I need. I'm all I need, so.
You are. Yes, you are. And they'll come whenever.
They'll flock.
They will flock. The next time I ask you to be on the podcast, you'll be like, sorry, Danny, I'm actually with my husband at the moment.
Husband number six.
Hey. Not judging.
Not judging here
at all, as long as you're happy in your own skin. All right, well, is there anything you would like to share before you leave us here today?
No, I just thank you for having me. Honestly, it's been a great time to just chat, and hopefully someone's learned something about something.
Yes, and you feel comfortable with the non-binary conversation that you've left here, because I know it was you're a bit nervous about it. And
yeah, well,
do you feel like a little bit of a weight's been lifted off your shoulders?
Absolutely, or? And I hope that it teaches someone something. That's pretty much all I care about is, yeah.
You're such a dog. Shani was right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mackay. Do you want to drop your Instagram handle as well in case you want those daddies to follow you?
Yeah, yes.
I just see daddies on the
Yeah,
floor.
That's okay. I'll take them. At @ Mackay Carroll, MCKAYCARROLL.
There you go. Mackay.
That was Diaries of a Dyke with Danny Finnessy. Thank you so much for listening. If you need more of a doad dosage, you can follow us on Instagram @ Diaries of a Dyke. And I'll catch you next episode. Peace.